So, hey, happy birthday. Late.
Nope, not my birthday.
That was yesterday.
Nope.
My bad.
Never.
So, did you do anything cool this week?
We went and seen It.
We did. That's on the list, too.
Yeah.
We can go ahead and just start right there, then.
I guess.
For me to read the list, I'm going to need these eye enhancers.
As in, you're blind.
I'm very, yes. Yeah, It Chapter 2.
So we kind of did, we didn't really do a review yesterday. So you can click somewhere or it'll be posted on Zia Comics soon. I don't know.
It's being uploaded as we speak.
Okay. So, our Alamo Drafthouse review of It 2, this was literally right after we just watched it. So now we had a little time to reflect on actually what it kind of was. Okay.
Were you scared?
I mean, there were some scary parts, but I think I'm at that age where it's like I don't really get scared as easily, especially when it's like all CG stuff and like jump scares where you know that there's going to be jump scares. And
they were very well telegraphed.
Yeah, very.
In It too.
Very well telegraphed.
You knew where they were
at. Yeah, you saw that coming a mile away. And I think the movie was okay. I think the movie was too long. It wasn't
almost quite 3 hours.
It had a 2 hour, 49 minute, 50 minute runtime.
Something, yeah. It was crazy.
I think it was a little too long, and it was, I don't think it needed to be that long. But I guess they were also trying to shove a lot of stuff in from the books, and then, you know, left a lot of stuff out from the books, but it wasn't as good as the first one, because the first one, it was kind of, Pennywise was kind of in the shadows. You didn't really know what he looked like and stuff like that. And this one was like in the first scene, he was right there.
Yeah, see him.
Yeah, you see him. Which, man, how that first dude died kind of really sucked for him, man.
Yeah.
the way he went out.
No spoilers, but yeah, because you know somebody's going to die. It's an
yeah. Error. Well, yeah.
Yeah, he like pretty gruesome.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, he just got killed by Pennywise, but he really got messed up beforehand, which was really messed up the way he went. But
yeah, it was completely the whole beginning was just kind of like,
yeah,
cringeworthy. It's like, oh, yeah, and then Pennywise came in. And it was,
Pennyworth.
I'm mixing my genres. It's Alfred's clown.
Oh my god, that'd be great.
Alfred Pennyworth.
Yeah. So
yeah, not a bad movie.
Not scary. But I guess, you know, they also. So I was reading up that the studio didn't want to make it too scary because they wanted to give it a more of a wider audience, because you're going to have people like us and it wasn't that scary, then people that aren't really into horror movies will go and watch it because they know it isn't as scary. I watched Brightburn. Brightburn was scarier than that thing. Yeah.
I love Brightburn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess maybe I'm jaded because I remember the horror movies I watched back in the day, you know, like the original Friday 13th.
Nice little homage at the end of the movie.
And there was a reference in the
movie.
Like,
there was a lot of 80s references in the movie. So
yeah, those, I remember how much they scared me back then, and I've rewatched one or two of them or bits and pieces of it.
And they're like, hilarious.
Wow, that scared me.
Yeah. Like I said, I think it's more for, you know, a younger audience. And when I was 10, 11 years old, and I got to, like, watch at a friend's house, Nightmare Before Elm Street.
Sneak and watch without the parents knowing.
Nightmare Before Elm Street. I didn't want to sleep for a week. That was terrifying.
Those were one of why you have to turn off the bedroom light, and you'd run and jump because you didn't want something to reach under the bed to grab you.
Yeah, that was terrifying. But, it was really, I think it was too long. The cast was amazing.
Well, you had McAvoy, Hedder, or
Chastain.
Bill Hader, Chastain.
And I think Bill Hader kind of stole that movie with his comedy, especially when he's all like, look at you two. What the F happened to my face? which is funny because he grew up to be a comedian that plays a comedian.
Richie Trashmouth.
Yeah. Trashmouth. Yeah, so it was it was okay.
It's a good movie.
It was a good movie. Go watch it. Not, I mean, It might scare you. We don't know.
Shouldn't. If it does, then you just aren't cut out for horror movies.
Yeah, you know, like my mother would never go watch that. So
no, I don't think it would scare her. I just don't think she would get interested in it.
Yeah,
that's not her bag.
That's not her. That's not her thing. And it's really not my thing either. But I did see the first one. I actually liked the first one. So it's a good continuation. And hopefully that's it.
But hopefully they don't overdo it. That's a good ending point,
yeah,
in my mind.
I think if they bring him back somehow, I think that would be a disservice to the second movie that we...
If anything, it may be a prequel, how he came to be.
Yeah, be kind of interesting.
I would watch that. But yeah. Another sequel, I think I'm... No. Mm-hmm. No.
Done. Yeah. But, you know, when they were teasing that, you know, Nightmare Before Elm Street 5 or something like that... Or Friday the 13th 5 or something like that. It was like one of those things, like, it's okay. All right. That's a lot. I was like, man, if they're going to keep on bringing it. But then, you know, the studios, if they make some monies, they'll bring it back somehow. If it makes $1 billion, you think they're going to be like, you know what, we're good. No, they're going to be like, do another one, yeah. and another one.
Plus the money they make off of licensing, Pennywise, because so many action
figures. I went to the mall yesterday.
T-shirts.
I mean, Hot Topic is half Pennywise. Pennywise right now. Half the stores carry Pennywise stuff, so... It's interesting, but yeah, it's worth a watch. It's not as good as the first one because you kind of... All the suspense of who Pennywise is gone, but the second one, almost like... It felt like a remake of the first one because they kind of... I don't want to spoil it, but they kind of did the same thing in the first one that they did in the second one, so...
But just it is adults.
But it is adults, yeah. Yeah, so, okay, yeah. I think that's enough on it, too.
Talked enough about the Dane Clown.
Especially if you watched our review of it at the Alamo Draft.
You're probably interested in this one.
Okay, what is this?
Giancarlo Esposito announced for... Mandalorian.
Yeah, he was in the commercial.
They announced who he's going to be. He's going to be Moff Gideon.
All right. Yeah.
One of the Galactic Empire governors that, after the Death Star gets taken out, he's kind of...
Well, there's a Moff, then there's Grand Moff, and so on and so forth. Yeah, that's cool.
But when the Death Star goes away, he's jobless. So he eventually kind of turns from Galactic Empire to being kind of a for hire. He kind of keeps the control.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stormtroopers that aren't doing anything right now, especially after the fall. It's like, well, what do you do?
They're hanging around in front of Home Depot.
Well, no, I think, what I was reading, a lot of them become mercenaries.
Yeah.
You know, for hire, stormtroopers. You already did that. You already got the armor. You got the armor. You already have the connections and, you know, go and take over some planets, I guess.
And you did say that wasn't IG-88. They announced.
It's IG-11.
IG-11.
If you want to post a picture of the new Entertainment Weekly
picture of
the cover of the Mandalorian, it's pretty cool.
He's a mercenary droid, right? Or assassination droid?
He's an assassin droid, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, there's a bunch
11
of...
11 or 88. I'm sure they're both all... They're all freaking deadly.
Yeah, yeah. They were meant to be... assassins, so they were very crazy, so it's very interesting.
Yeah, and they announced a few more, like Carl Weathers is going to be Greef Karga.
Yeah, I
don't know if his names mean anything. I know you're more steeped into the lore.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't
bring up anything. Maybe they're new characters. Yeah. And Cara Dune is going to be played by Gina
Carano. She was the chick from Deadpool, right?
That was Zazie Beetz. You're talking about the one who played Domino?
No.
The original Deadpool.
The original Deadpool. I forget. But, yeah.
That wasn't his girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, so, no, I think I'm thinking about the Mandalorian's partner, that girl. I think she played the villain in the original Deadpool.
Yeah, she might have. Yeah. I didn't look her up.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's kind of cool. But this was actually supposed to be, they said that this might be... his daughter.
Boba's or the Mandalorian
character? No, the Carl Weathers one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I can see that.
We'll see. They're also saying that in the new Last Skywalker that the Finn is supposed to have a friend that goes with him that's supposed to be, what's his name, his daughter, Cole 45 guy.
Yeah. Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, Lando Calrissian's daughter. So that might be interesting. There's a lot of lore. We could talk about, I mean, it's coming in December, so three more months. And you know what's funny? I realize that I'm not going to be here to see it.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to be in Germany. So I'm gonna see if I can actually go see it in Germany.
Does it play earlier or later overseas? Probably later.
It usually plays later. So I'll be straight up in Germany. I won't actually
pirated copy.
There'd be like a Facebook Live somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, that's gonna be interesting. I can't wait till Mandalorian comes out. Right now, did you do the 3 years for $140?
I've been toying with it.
I think they're taking it off soon. So if you don't know,
I'll probably miss out and have
and
to
then
pay
full price for the next 3 years.
But even at full price, I think it's going to be a good deal.
Well, I mean, for what they're doing is like $4 a month per, and it's just like. But you just have like to pay it all for.
Yeah, I don't like being tied to anything for 3 years.
Yeah, but $140 and then it's unlimited.
Because MoviePass tried that too.
I don't think Disney's going anywhere though.
I hope not. That'd be the biggest collapse ever. They're too big to fail.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I don't think they're gonna fail.
Okay, I know you used to watch wrestling.
Yeah. So. Ric Flair, the man, is that the new documentary?
No. It's well, you know, he has that saying, you know, to be the man, you've got to
beat the man. Yeah,
that's kind of like his saying. Becky Lynch, one of the new WWE women wrestlers,
okay,
has been calling herself the man.
Oh, okay.
So he's telling WWE, hey, that's my title. I've been calling myself the man since way back, and you need to pay me. To use that name.
Really?
Wow. And WWE being WWE was like,
well, the thing is, I think they own all the likeness rights and all the rights of their characters.
He applied for the patent for the man as it pertains to professional wrestling.
Wow.
So yeah, and his daughter is actually wrestling right now with WWE, and she is against him doing this. So there's a little friction there, and he's holding his ground. He's like, no, that's mine. You can't have it. If you want to use it, pay me.
Wow. Well, that's
so. Yeah.
Interesting.
The man.
The
original man, not Becky Lynch. The Ric Flair. Woo! What a nature boy. Yeah. So yeah. There's
wow. That'd be interesting to see if that actually holds up, because the man is almost synonymous with.
Let's Get Ready to Rumble got patented. So. Mm-hmm. And he gets paid every time it's used.
Well, yeah, that's so. Bruce Buffer, and that's a phrase, because it was. I remember when Sega Dreamcast came out, and you can put the game up here. It says Ready to Rumble, and I think that he licensed his quote, because it's his trademark or is his registered trademark.
Same deal.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So yeah, he might actually win this and get some money from WWE.
Yeah, but that'll be like in course for years. The only people who's going to win out on that one are the lawyers.
Probably,
yeah. Okay, next, Sony door closed. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah, because they were trying to negotiate with Marvel about getting Spider-Man.
Okay.
You know, Marvel was like, hey, we...
Yeah, so Disney's all like, hey, give me half.
And yeah, and finally Sony's just like, you know what? No, we just screw it, because they were trying to...
Yeah, do like 25%.
Disney started giving a little ground when they figured out they had no leverage.
Yeah.
And Sony's like, no, we're going to use him. Huh? We're going to ruin him like we did before.
Oh, God. Andrew Garfield.
I don't know. I think Holland is still on contract.
He's still contract for one more movie, and then he can renew.
So they're talking about that with the new Venom movie and Carnage.
There's this great meme where it's a... oh God, what is it? Bob Holland or something like that. He changes his name.
Oh, yeah.
Is gonna do Night Monkey.
I'm Hom Tolland.
Yeah, and he's gonna do Night Monkey.
Technically, I think he could.
He could. Well, not really, because Night Monkey was in the Sony movie. So actually, Sony
was
owned.
It?
Yeah, because it was in the Far From Home.
Oh man, yeah, I don't know. I don't know all the legal stuff on that, but
yeah. Because since the Night Monkey was phrased in the Sony movie, because Night Monkey doesn't belong, I don't think, in the Marvel. Unless there's some Night Monkey I don't know about.
Yeah,
Sony actually owns Night Monkey too, because it was in Far From Home, which is a Sony made movie. So it's still funny that was going to play Night Monkey in MCU, which is hilarious.
Yeah, we'll see what comes with that. I have a feeling that eventually down the line they're going to let Marvel play with him a little more.
I'm thinking that
it might cost him a pretty penny, but
well, I'm thinking that Tom Holland can also just phone it in and don't care and just be horrendous. And but then again, that's Tom. That's also his living. So
yeah.
I don't think he really cares on who pays him as long as he gets paid. But I know he was really bummed that he wasn't going into the MCU anymore. So, yep. Into the Spider-Verse. So you talk about Into the Spider-Verse figure. Which figure is it? Is it the Spider Pig?
No, but it's almost as ridiculous.
Is it
It's not noir.
Is it the Japanese girl?
Nope.
Because that'd be kind of cool.
It's Peter B. Parker, the overweight.
Oh my god!
And the action figure.
So it's just like the Fat Thor.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Except this one comes.
Is this a pop?
No, it's an actual action figure.
Oh, okay.
And he comes with interchangeable hands. One of them's holding a slice of pizza.
Well, see, that's
you
fun.
You can have him barefoot,
you
know? Or the other set of feet is one tennis shoe, one boot. I mean, they're playing it up good. I actually want.
Yeah, this I was saying that like it's just like one of those things. I would actually take it like the Thor action.
Yeah,
he's
got the mask, you know, that's pulled down or half up on his face with the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah. See, I mean, that's fun because you can see that, and it's not something that you see every day.
Yeah, so. But I would love to see the rest of them too, like you said, like the animated one.
That would be kind of cool to have one that like maybe light up or something like that.
Yeah. And if they made one with Spider-Man Noir, but I would want to have Nick Cage's voice in it. Maybe push a little.
What is this? This is all gray. There's little shades of gray.
Can I have this?
Can I have this? Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, Lego. Oh my God, is this the new Superstar Destroyer?
Yeah, it comes out I think this month or next. Have
oh
you seen
my
it?
God,
it's not
I
the biggest.
It. No,
because
yeah, that's the Millennium Falcon. That's over 7,900 pieces or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It's also like $800.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's
and it's also still on back order, so
it's expensive. Yeah, it's been on back order forever
since the day it came out.
But this one, the Star Destroyer, which.
Well,
it's just a wedge, man. It's a gray wedge.
But the thing is, the Superstar Destroyer, they actually came out with that years ago, and people actually.
It was a smaller one, but yeah.
No, it's almost same piece too. So
really?
I
thought it was like 2,500 piece.
Mm-mm, no, the Superstar Destroyer, my friend actually has one. It's about the same size as this table.
Are there movable parts on it? I mean,
I'm not too sure. All I know is that I think what they're doing is because the Millennium Falcon was a re-release because of the original. One.
Yeah, they made it bigger though.
Yeah. So I think they might have done this one bigger, and of course, you know, you can just look online and double check yourself. But I think they already came out with one of the destroyers, so there might be. I wish they would bring like the Dreadnought or something like that. Wouldn't something with the new
instead of re-releasing bigger versions of stuff that they've done?
Yeah. I mean, not complaining, but I still want that Millennium Falcon one.
I've been looking every time I check.
$800.
Yeah,
that's
out of stock.
You guys need to watch our build videos more, and then we might buy it. Okay. Oh yeah, this is your comic guy. So actually, Mom likes this guy.
Yeah, well, he's having a birthday. Him and Mike Zeg. September 6th, the day while we're filming this, is they're those two guys' birthdays.
Oh, well, happy birthday!
Two prominent artists: Sergio Gronis, Mad Magazine, a lot of the Spy versus Spy stuff.
Yeah, I know Mom likes him a lot.
Yeah, we've met him a few times. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
He draws stuff on the fly. I mean, just like that quick. When you ask him to draw something, boom, here. And Mike Zeck, is his big claim to fame is the black suit Spider-Man. I think he was the first one to draw the black suit Spider-Man.
Is that the one where I'm trying to think of the cover where he's like standing like that in the black suit with the white. Is that that's his cover? Okay,
I believe
so.
Yeah, that's my exact.
Actually, don't you have a CGC one in your office?
Yes, I think I do.
Oh, yeah. So they're old, I'm guessing.
80s? Yeah, I think 80s, late 70s, maybe.
Yeah, nobody lives forever.
So happy birthday to those two guys.
Yeah, and next, a lot of my friends are at this right now. As soon as we're filming, actually, it's right in the middle of FanX Salt Lake City.
Yeah, they do it where it's heart of Mormon country.
Yeah, so they're not open Sundays.
They start on Thursday.
They go start on Thursday, go to Saturday, which is not bad.
No, it was the first time I went.
Yeah.
It was really kind of off-putting. You wake up Sunday morning like, hey, one more. Oh, no, that's right. It's done today.
Well, which is actually wasn't bad because, like, when I went, we drove there. And because it's like a 12-hour drive, but we kind of wanted to do, like, the four corners and stuff like that. It was nice because on Sunday we just drove back and then just got ready for the day.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's entirely bad. It's just not what
it's not your normal thing. Yeah,
everybody's used to because Sunday you're off work and that's your last day of the con. And that's when you do all your big buying.
Yep.
So now I get Saturday, which is usually the busiest day of the con.
It's twice as busy.
Is people are showing up
Sunday
to buy their last minute stuff.
But, I mean, you've been there, right?
Yeah, once or twice.
It's a huge layout.
It really is.
Humongous layout.
It's another one of those ones where it's completely contained inside the convention center. Convention. You come outside,
there's nothing.
You wouldn't even know there was a con going on.
Yeah, because we stayed at the Hilton right across the street. Mm-hmm. And you can just walk right over, and it's dead.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on. And
the host hotel.
Which is funny, because I didn't even realize how small Salt Lake City was.
Yeah.
It's not that big. But, yeah, they got a huge... They always have a hell of a lineup.
Their convention center is massive. Yeah. They always have a really impressive lineup. So I don't remember who they have this year, but I remember seeing last year the lines waiting to get in.
Yeah.
It's just a sea of people.
Yeah. I remember because I was we got the VIP tickets that one year, and even the VIP tickets, there was a massive line of VIP tickets to get in. So I can't even imagine like all the people that didn't get VIP tickets because we got in half an hour early or something like that, and it was just a rush of people. Which I mean, when you're in, and I don't want to say anything bad about the city, but when you're in that part of the state where it's very religious and stuff like that.
Well, not just religious. That's a totally different religion,
it's like,
too.
You know, very Mormon country, very conservative, and then you have a release of these things that, oh, I've seen these people on Clean Flicks. Have you heard of that? Clean Flicks? Yeah. Oh, I really want to see them, you know, in person. So, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, I actually like that one.
Salt Lake City Comic-Con, or... Not Comic-Con, because...
Fan X,
because... thank you for that, Salt Lake City, because they were the ones who poked the bear.
Yeah, you guys can Google that one. That was a big fiasco.
When they drove up at San Diego Comic-Con with Salt Lake City Comic-Con.
It said SLCC.
Yeah.
And then Salt Lake Comic-Con was, like, in smaller letters under it. Just, like, doing circles around the convention center at San Diego. Because we saw it. We were there that year.
Yeah.
They drove by. I was like, hey, that's really cool. Wait a second. That was an L. And this is like one of their first years, and they weren't known yet.
Yeah.
So I said, what the heck's that? So we Google it, and it's like Salt Lake Comic Con. So, yeah, it was confusing. And then there were emails that surfaced said they intentionally did it to confuse people. And blah. I don't know why. If you had a great lineup, why would you need to try to – it was dumb.
Yeah, it was and then, you know, Grand Jury – favored in San Diego Comic-Con's name. San Diego Comic-Con is technically the only Comic-Con.
They're the only ones that can use the name Comic-Con or derivative thereof.
Yeah, so you can't say even Comic Convention.
You can't say Comic-Con. Not supposed to. You can get a cease and desist.
You could.
And
You haven't yet.
When that happens, we'll stop. I already got backup names and websites for it. Everybody knows, and almost all these other ones are still using the Comic Con name.
Yeah, I think it was just because they just pissed them off, and I don't think they're really gonna.
They intentionally put their thumb in their eye.
And you poked the bear.
You did that. You woke them up, and San Diego has a huge war chest.
Yeah, they like an army of lawyers.
They will swat you away like a gnat.
Yeah,
and
they did. And they won.
They won. And nobody thought they were going to win. Everybody's like, oh, you can't. A generic term. Oh, what, they won?
Yeah, it's like saying Q-tip.
Can't or Kleenex.
Say, yeah, or Kleenex. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's Comic Con. It has to be with San Diego.
Wow.
Titans 52. What is this?
Oh, it's season 2. It's an S. I have bad handwriting.
Titans season
2. Yeah, Titans season 2 is
never watched out
on DC streaming. The first season was good.
DC streaming, is that still a thing?
Actually it is. Actually, at San Diego Comic-Con, they had a yacht in the bay. And if you were a member of the streaming service, you were allowed to come on the yacht. And they had some of the stars for the shows there. And
that's interesting. That's
pretty
cool.
that was a neat perk. I didn't go to San Diego this year, but if I did, I definitely would have took advantage.
I mean, if you ever been to a con, San Diego Comic-Con is like the ultimate con. But the problem is, it's so crowded and it's so much. But the thing is, the entire city pretty much just transforms, or just at least the gas lane transforms for Comic-Con. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I've been there three times.
Probably, yeah.
Three or four times.
We were thinking about going back again in a year or two. I just...
I think it's too much sometimes.
It's very overwhelming and expensive to go.
Yeah,
it hotels, is. Even if you stay out in the Mission District
the hotel row or whatever, International Row. It was $400 a night or something like that?
Yeah.
It was a crappy hotel room.
Yeah.
It was gross.
Yeah.
So Titans Season 2 actually got renewed on DC Streaming, huh?
Yeah, it looks good. They're bringing a ton of new characters in. I think Deathstroke and his kids from the comics are going to be there, Jericho and Rose.
I thought Deathstroke was going to be the new villain in an upcoming Marvel movie.
He's DC.
Sorry. DC movie.
That would be big news.
Wait, no, it was like at the end of what was it? It was at the end of one.
Oh, DC. When he was on Lex Luthor's boat at the end of Batman vs Superman.
Exactly.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah. He might still be.
Because wasn't it Timothy Oliphant, or it was one of those guys that
I think it was Manganiello.
Oh, that's right, Manganiello.
Yeah.
Yep, that was Deathstroke. Yep.
So yeah, I mean he.
So I wonder if Manganiello is going to be on Titan Season 2.
No, it's a different guy.
Oh, okay.
Same character, different person portraying him. And Deathstroke's an interesting character, and his kids are kind of interesting, so they're bringing him in.
Didn't they say Deadpool is a ripoff of Deathstroke?
He is, and I don't care how many times Rob Liefeld says he's not. He definitely is a Wade Wilson, Slade Wilson.
Deathstroke, Deadpool. Yeah.
A lot of Liefeld's characters are
derivatives.
That's putting it nicely. Yeah, they are derivatives of existing like X-Men or Titans type characters.
Well, isn't that like half the X-Men were like copies of earlier DC stuff?
Marvel and DC copy off each other
all the time.
Liefeld just...
Yeah, because they said you can't copyright an idea, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. I mean, but Liefeld has given us a lot of great characters.
Yeah.
They've changed from when he first created them, but comic book characters always change, so...
Yeah. Well, I think that's it for us. Yeah, I mean, that was it's a slow week, but, you know, what can you do? But, yeah, check out all the things that we were talking about. So, what do you guys think? Comment down below, and while you're down there, give us that thumbs up. And hit that subscribe button, and that bell icon would be great.
Oh, yep.
Oh, God, it's all wet now.
Yeah.
Every time. And I think that's it from us. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We will see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reed? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.